This is the Daily Ghost Podcast.
And welcome to the Daily Ghost. As always, I am Patrick Michael. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And thank you to all the new listeners, or those of you that are playing the episodes multiple times, because it's been great, highly appreciated, highly thankful, and we will continue to bring you the poor man's Audible. Literally a free way to hear somebody read a story from an author you've never heard of. So it kind of works out. It's like listening to indie books. Instead of indie movies that you watch indie movies, you listen to indie books. How you like that? Indie stories. I don't know. There's something there. But we're here, and we're here to do what we do at the creepy tale campfire place that's does ghost stories. You get it. So let's do what we do best and turn the lights down and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy tale comes from the author, or is told by Large Sticks, as one word, and it is called "Where Are the Beasts?" And it's literally a question: where are the beasts? And who knows what this is gonna be? I don't know, but I'm excited about it. So let's dive into "Where Are the Beasts?" by Large Sticks. This planet has wind. This planet has water. This planet has fields upon fields of thorny yellow trees and frothing oceans covered with orange algae and mountains that are more ice than rock. This planet has life. This planet has cities, great, sprawling cities that the hands of the Earth's finest architects could not create, of beauty that Earth's finest artists could not put to paper. This planet has monoliths that reach toward the heavens in great spirals, structures that were clearly built by intelligent life. This planet has everything that ours does, only greater, stranger, and more beautiful. The more that we discovered this planet did have, the more we were confounded by what it didn't. There weren't any animals. No four-headed fauna grazing through the meadows of tall white grass. No fanged and scaly monsters soaring through the dark gray clouds. No leviathans lurking beneath the stormy orange seas. But the cities were empty too. Each and every edifice they had built to scrape the skies, we found empty. Marvels of technology had gone into erecting these structures. And each tower was filled with hints as to how these species lived. They had foods, fruits, with thick hides that could only be eaten with razor-sharp teeth. They had tools shaped to accommodate great slashing claws, and even a language that they had etched neatly into tablets. But there was no one there to explain it to us. No leader to be taken to. No one to which we might utter the words that have been itching on our tongues since we first crawled from the caves. We come in peace. No one. It was as if the entire species had vacated just before our arrival. As if they had vanished into this world's frigid and unbreathable wind. Our confusion only grew as we searched the towers of signs of life, only to find each one unfalteringly empty. When we reached the very last level of the very last building, we sat back, puzzled and alone on this cold, empty planet. We sat there in silence, and we looked up. Oh, God. And then we looked up. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.